Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Gotta talk about the fight.
Yeah, but dude, it's also draft week.
There's so much to get to. Don't overpromise.
Draft week.
Don't overpromise.
Yeah.
Draft week. No, the fight was everything you could possibly have wanted. It really was. And you know what? I'm not saying your analysis is wrong, because you are the guy that I know that knows the most about boxing. But even Shakur Stevenson.
That's what makes it shocking.
And other boxers in that division and out of that division were all saying, Ryan Garcia looks so unfocused. This guy's drinking and drugging and partying and worrying about all the wrong things. He's on social media. The guy's lost his mind. There was a sentiment that Ryan Garcia was going to come into this fight, and it went up to a minus 900. He was an underdog to the point of, if you thought Haney would win, you weren't even going to bet it, because it was minus 900. You had to bet 900 to win 100.
Let's make it clear. He called out a lot of people at the end of the fight. Big upset this weekend. Ryan Garcia wins, as you guys know, unanimous decision. He said, you know, F the haters. People hate on him because he's too pretty, a la Muhammad Ali. That's not me. I root for Ryan Garcia. I just didn't believe in him in this fight. My theory was this. There's a point in life all the time where hard work starts to overcome raw talent, because they were even through the amateurs and coming up. So I said, I think we're finally going to see the hard work overcome, because I think that Haney's discipline put him over the edge here, and Ryan wasn't taking it serious. Seemed unhinged. But guess what? The raw talent and that deadly left hook still trumped hard work. Trump. So the working man is a sucker.
Ryan Garcia, from round one, when he connected,
shocked Haney. And as Bill Haney said, he doesn't think his son ever recovered from that. Yeah.
He said he was more shocked than hurt, and that alone could throw off your game plan for the rest of the fight. And you know what it makes me want? Danny G, we were at the first one, but after seeing Ryan Garcia put that whooping on Devin Haney, you don't want to see him go back at it with Tank Davis. You don't think Ryan Garcia wants shot two
at
against
what
Tank?
What weight, though? Tank is 135.
I know, he's
and
a little
remember,
light.
He had that hydration clause last time, which is why we got an emaciated, depleted, dehydrated Garcia in the first place. Garcia's talking about going 154.
If you don't know what the hydration clause is, because I never knew this myself, you know, a lot of times they'll do the weigh-in, and then after the weigh-in, these guys gain a ton of weight back. Haney and Garcia, he didn't even make weight. When he fought Tank Davis, he told Ryan Garcia, you have to drop weight for the weigh-in, but then you can't even gain that weight back for the fight. So Ryan Garcia, not making excuses, he's like, I went into that fight with Tank Davis a year ago feeling emaciated, weak, not hydrated, and now I wonder, is
he had
Tank
a 10-pound hydration clause in his last fight where he lost, or his last loss, his first loss against Tank Davis, meaning if he weighed in at 135 or 140, he can only be 10 pounds heavier than that. I forget which weight they fought.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, they fought at a catch weight of 136.
I'm telling you right now, if Tank Davis is the undefeated champion that seems really unstoppable, wanted to challenge himself. You've seen Canelo and other guys go up a weight class or not worry about this. If Tank Davis really wanted to show that he's the G, he's the man, he would fight Ryan Garcia again with no weight clause and no hydration clause or anything like that, because I would love to see a fully functional Ryan Garcia against Tank Davis after what we saw on Saturday.
There's so many questions now that people are asking. We want to know your takeaways from the fight, what we learned. I'll tell you what I learned. But based on this past weekend, you know, it went from, oh, Ryan Garcia's a clown. Oh, man, look at this guy. He's bad for boxing. He lost it. He's unhinged, too. Yo, man, he's the guy. He's the face of boxing. Yo, he's the dude at 140. It was like a full-on, and that's sports in a nutshell. You know, everybody hates you one week. Everybody loves you the next. And
do you mean the life of a quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. The fickle sports fan switches like that based on performance.
Do you remember in the beginning of this past NFL season, people were saying that the Chiefs are done? They won another Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Remember when people said in the NBA?
The beginning. How about the Raiders torched them on Christmas? After that, people were like, these aren't the same Chiefs.
In the NBA, wherever the wind blows, that's how our opinion's based.
The NBA, when before the Warriors came back and won their final one as a core, injury set them back for a little while, and people are like, oh, they're done. We love to count people out and say they suck.
And I think, you know, there needs to be accountability. And I'm taking mine saying that I really thought hard work would prevail. But, again, I never hated on Garcia. I think there's a lot of people that hated on him. Guys like Timothy Bradley, Paulie Malignaggi. And, again, that's what they get paid to do, you know, give their opinions. But they were like, I'll quit boxing if Garcia wins this fight, because I don't see it happening.
Well, let me tell you.
If it happens, then I don't know anything about the fight game. Like, Timothy Bradley was saying stuff like that. So a lot of people owe this kid an apology. But here's what I learned, okay? I learned that Garcia proved he's the guy. He is the face of boxing because he crosses into a mainstream of pop culture where a lot of people were talking about this fight. A lot of pay-per-views, a lot of eyes on this fight. He is the guy, and he shocked the world, including me. I was wrong, but I'm glad I was wrong. I like Garcia. But I also learned that Haney proved to be a warrior. They both proved something. Haney proved he's a warrior, and he won me over as a fan moving forward. Yeah, he got whooped. But I kind of felt bad for him, and I believe he's a great fighter. Just Ryan Garcia bigger and stronger, and that weight advantage may have played a huge part in this. He said, why am I going to force myself to fight at 140? I'm here for the win, not the belt. And maybe that paid huge dividends here in the outcome.
Well, if you watch a fight over the weekend, we'd love your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. We will get to NBA. We'll get to some NFL, baseball. I made a great decision over the weekend. I'll explain. But final thoughts on the fight.
I got lots of thoughts on the fight. It was the biggest thing going this weekend. Aside from the NBA, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think that from my eyes watching and ears, more importantly, everyone seems to be against Ryan Garcia. The announcers wouldn't give him any credit early on.
I mean, look, you lie in the bed you make. He wasn't exactly likable leading up to this fight.
Hold on,
he's been trolling everybody.
They are broadcasters. I thought the referee unnecessarily took a point away from Garcia, wouldn't take a point away from Haney, and then during those knockdowns, two of them, he was like, no, not a knockdown. He slipped.
Not only that, he gave extended counts to Haney, and he pushed Ryan Garcia away at one point.
Dude, I thought
giving Haney more time. His name's Harvey Dock, by the way, referee.
Yeah, that was trending on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a horrible. When you're talking about the referee or the umpire, the official, you know they're doing something wrong.
When you know their name.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know these guys.
We know Angel Hernandez for a reason.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
So I'm just saying, I felt like everyone from the announcers to the ref all seemed to be like, you know when you think of a court case? If the defendant looks like an a-hole and looks like a piece of trash, you know it's in the jury's mind, sadly. Like, we don't like this guy. Like, you're not supposed to be that way because you're supposed to, you know, be unbiased. But I feel like everyone going into this fight was like, yeah, I'm done with Ryan Garcia's antics. And I do feel like the announcers, the referee, everyone was sort of like, yeah, I don't really like this guy.
Yeah, well,
and you could tell.
You could tell he was trying to sell a fight. He was pulling some Mike Tyson antics, maybe even more outlandish than Tyson in his heyday. But it turns out he was trolling everybody. He still seemed a little unhinged at the end. He's still a bit of a clown. And as De La Hoya said, and De La Hoya knows clowns, De La Hoya said...
He also knows fishnets, right?
He needs to tone it down a little bit. But again, he was selling a fight. And Haney's not great at selling a fight. He's just a great fighter. But Garcia proved to be the bigger man and looked like the bigger man. And the side story here is to bet on yourself. Nobody believed in Garcia, including fans like myself. But again, it's what he was putting out there. He didn't seem focused. But he was enough to catch a left and win the fight. But he bet on himself, and that's the lesson here. But he literally bet on himself. He put in a $2 million bet, winning 12, taking home over $50 million this weekend when you count the fight and
his own personal bet. Yeah.
Yeah, so lots of observations. And now the question is, too, and we'll take more of your observations at 877-99 on Fox, Garcia, Haney. People are now speculating, well, who are the new four kings in boxing in that division, that 135 to 140, 145? These kids are getting bigger now, so they're gaining weight. Because growing up, when you see the four kings, it was always Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns, and Roberto Duran. And they all fought each other, and that's what made it great and made it legendary. Who are the four?
I thought it was the Macho King, King Haku, King Harley Race, and Vitamin King.
I mean, they're all great kings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, now it's like, is it Tank, Haney, Teofimo, Garcia? Is Garcia the face of them all? Is he the best? Is Shakur Stevenson in the conversation? Nah. What about Pitbull Cruz, who we saw win the 140 belt, you know, just a few weekends ago? So lots of questions, but lots of excitement, and that's what I love about Ryan Garcia and what he brings to the fight game. A lot of people tune in to see this kid because he's a good-looking kid, but he's tough as hell.
Super fun fight to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you even if you're the casual fan, Ryan Garcia is definitely, you know, he brings it on a level where, again, I told you, I feel like everyone was just against him, and it made me root for him even more.
Yeah, but for fair reason. You know, he's created this image that made him a little bit unlikable. He's been a little outlandish, unhinged.
Mm.
Seemed like he was unraveling, and no one wants to see some kid wasting their talent. But he claims that he was drinking and smoking every night, and he still overcame the hard work and discipline of Haney. So I don't know what you learned from that. Like, again, talent still overcame the hard work here, but I think at some point you got to get serious.
I liked how many eyes were on this fight. I was inside Disneyland Saturday evening,
yeah,
and I saw probably 10 to 12 different guys sitting around on the park benches watching the fight on their phone. And Covino, the last fight we went to, I got my standard pretzel with melted cheese.
Yeah.
Well, I had just got a pretzel and melted cheese, the Mickey Mouse pretzel.
Oh, it's your official fight food.
It is the official fight food, because right by the stand, there was a guy on the bench watching the fight, and he leaned his phone to the side and let me watch the last two rounds.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was eating my Mickey Mouse pretzel with the melted cheese watching the last two rounds. It was awesome.
Social media went nuts with this too, which was great to see.
Didn't you tell me off the air you feel like you caused maybe a little fight with that guy and his wife? Because him and his wife were on the park bench, and now all of a sudden the guy started hanging with Danny G.
Yeah, I feel like he was in the doghouse. He woke up Sunday morning with some issues, because as soon as they got up off the bench when the fight was over and they started walking through Disneyland again, we could hear his wife say, "That was so rude of you to tilt the phone towards a stranger. I was trying to watch that with you."
Imagine, Danny G, you started their divorce and broke up their family. Danny G's the reason that this random couple broke up.
I don't know my dad.
Yeah.
Where did it all start?
It's Brian Garcia's fault.
This bearded Disney guy wanted to watch the fight with me. Your mom got all mad about it.
And that was the end.
I ended up watching the fight. You know, we talked about how I was in Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
I got the pay-per-view.
Double baked potatoes.
Watched it with the father-in-law-to-be.
Sour cream and chives.
Yeah, I made the party around the fight.
Wait, father-in-law-to-be? We have another announcement?
You know what I mean. What else? My girlfriend's dad.
If you don't put a ring on it, she's not your father-in-law.
I mean, you know, stop spreading rumors. That's Rich Davis, blubber lips over here, starting rumors. But we watched a fight. It was a great night. And again, your observations, 877-99 on Fox. I think this opens up the floodgates again to a lot of great fights, because say what you want about Ryan Garcia, he is willing and wants to and is forcing the fights with all of the names I mentioned before. He wants to fight Tank again. He wants to fight Teofimo. He wants to fight Shakur Stevenson. He wants to go up to, he's talking about fighting Terrence Crawford. So he wants to step up and wait. So we'll see what happens. But either way, fighting or boxing, I should say, thanks to the spectacles like Jake Paul and Tyson and all that stuff,
yep.
It's really bringing a lot of young and excited eyes to the sport because all these kids love Garcia too, or the drama anyway.
It was a really fun fight to watch. Ryan Garcia would unload and you'd be like, oh, he's going to catch him. Great fight. I think, you know, I'll sound like Covino here when I say this, but based on what I've seen, the bloody fight we saw in Vegas a month ago was great, but I think this was fight of the year based on the names involved.
I mean, that's what they're saying.
Fight of the year. And you're the boy that cried. You're the boy that cried wolf. You're the boy that cried fight of the year, but it might, as of right now, I would say Haney, Garcia.
Were you shocked, Rich, that the unofficial scorecard had it even, and
yeah, because
one judge,
you know,
actually had it 112-112.
Yeah, that judge is an ass clown and should get his license taken away. I'll explain. It's like the same way, like, Angel Hernandez somehow still umpires in Major League Baseball when there's montages of him on Instagram and TikTok of all his blown calls.
It's not somehow. And he pulls the race
union,
card, yeah. And he tried to sue the MLB.
Yeah, and the union, and I'm sure the umpire union. There's got to be reasons, right? But the same way Angel Hernandez is trash, yet still, like, he was behind home plate yesterday, Danny G, at the Dodgers-Mets game. Angel Hernandez is employed.
And he takes no accountability. Remember when and it's sad that we know his name, but Jim Joyce?
Yeah.
When he blew the Galarraga perfect game. You remember, he admitted immediately that he blew the call and he stole this kid's moment. And you just kind of look back and you sort of say, hey, he had a human moment there. You know? It's like, what are you going to do?
I always thought the Jim Joyce call was wild because his instinct was to break up the perfect game instead of keeping it intact. Like, you would think the umpire subconsciously.
He thought he saw what he saw and he stood with it.
I feel like subconsciously in that moment, you're like, even me as the umpire, I don't want to be the reason the perfect game's done. And he went the other way. Anyway.
My point is that guy took accountability. And guys like Angel Hernandez, I never heard that dude take accountability once that maybe he blew a call or that he stinks.
For the fight fans out there, there have been fights where you look at some of the scorecards and you're like, what were they watching? One that comes to mind back in the day was Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley. I like Timothy Bradley, fun fighter. But Pacquiao whooped his ass. And Bradley won.
Yeah.
If you watch this fight over the weekend, I know you only watched two rounds or three rounds, didn't you, with your new Disney World friend?
With your new best friend.
Before his wife filed for divorce?
I gave him a CNR Swiggy.
Nice. Yeah, he deserved it. Yeah. He's going to have to cash that in for divorce payments. If you watch this fight, the fact that one of these judges scored it 112-112, like a draw, there was not one moment where you could be like, well, there's a Haney highlight. This fight was all Ryan Garcia. If you put a montage together of the fun moments, the good moments, they were all Ryan Garcia knocking this guy in his ass, knocking him down multiple times. How could anyone say, that fight was even?
People should be barred. Because I saw Haney have moments. You said he had no moments. He definitely had moments.
You know what it's like?
He definitely won the majority of the rounds in the middle of the fight.
Some people sucking their heads up their ass. Remember that show?
But he just got his ass whooped at the end.
You remember your favorite game show host of all time?
Mine?
Yeah.
Bob Eubanks?
I was curious who you thought. I thought your favorite host was
Bob Eubanks. Dude was talking about Whoopi all the time.
Roger Lodge.
Oh, I love Roger Lodge from Blind Date.
Roger Lodge, you'd watch those episodes. I'm taking you back to the 2000s.
Roger Lodge was also a member of Jesse and the Rippers.
That is a fun fact. In Full House, he was one of the extras that was in Jesse and the Rippers.
I know Roger Lodge.
Iowa Sam, do you remember the show Blind Date, or are you a little too young for that? You're in your 30s. Do you remember Blind Date, Iowa Sam?
It was a little before my time.
Dan Byer, do you remember watching Blind Date ever?
It was good.
Yeah, Jay Stu was on it.
No!
That's right! Yeah. Jay Stu from the Gottlieb Show was on it. So the best part about Blind Date, I'm comparing it to a boxing ref that's blind.
It's Jay Stu's wife, by the way, now.
It ended out working well, right? But if you watch Blind Date when you were a younger guy, these couples would go on dates, and then afterwards, they would interview them. The guy sometimes would be like, yeah, I was slick. I was cool. I'm the man. She definitely wants a second date. Look at me. I'm so freaking cool. Then they'd interview the girl, and she's like, oh, my God, he's awful. I never want to see him again. That was the worst date ever. And I would always be like, did this guy not feel it? What was he doing? That's how I feel about the refs, that when you watch a fight, and everyone who does the eye test, you know, they say the eye test a lot in sports. Like, yeah. If you watch that fight, there was not 1 minute where you're like, man, Devin Haney's got this. So
yeah,
how
remember
could you?
Haney was docked a point. He lost a lot of rounds.
How could you ever look at that fight reasonably?
Harvey docked a point.
I can't imagine anyone watching that fight with clear conscience and a brain saying, "Oh, leave him."
I want to make this clear too. Again, we're going over the observations here. When Garcia got the point taken away, it's because he punched Haney during a break when the referee was trying to break it up. But the referee was trying to break up Haney, hugging and holding on to Garcia for his dear life the whole time. And there was never any point taken away for that. And Garcia was never warned. So he did that out of frustration. It was a bad move. But a really, really fun fight. And I really hope the casual fan got their eyes open and are pumped for the other big-time fighters in or around that weight division.
I'll back up Covino. He's a huge fight fan. I'm a fight fan, not as much as Covino, but
I just grew up with it. So
this was
I love it.
A fantastic weekend fight to watch.
And we welcome our good pal. You could find him on X on Twitter at Mike Who Runs This. Because at Mike Who Runs This Place
who
was just too long. This guy right here to our left. Welcome, Mike,
hey,
everybody.
Mike. Hello, everybody.
What up, Mike? So there was a video that went kind of viral. It was in my algorithm. And it was some woman complaining about their man. And like, look who I ended up with. This weirdo. And I agree. You got to be a psychopath. Like, if you put milk in before your cereal, you're a psychopath. There's certain things, right? Yeah. Certain traits. She says, look at this guy. I married one of them. And you see this guy at the hotel, and it says he actually uses the drawers at hotels.
And
he's unpacking. And he's like, what? He's what? So we bring it up, and Mike's like, yeah, why? You don't do that?
What's the problem?
What is
the problem?
But you really do that every trip?
No, only if I'm going to be there for more than 2 days.
Okay, so there's a rule to it. Even that is weird,
of course.
Though.
But if I'm going to be there for a week, man, I don't want to live out of a suitcase for a week.
Now, I'm not one of those guys that are like, ew, but you are putting your clothes in those dirty-ass drawers where other people put their dirty-ass clothes doing God knows what in those dirty-ass rooms. No thanks. And by the way, like, I kind of like living out of the suitcase and leaving my clothes sitting there as they may.
Here's my question, though. If nobody uses the drawers, how did they get so damn dirty?
Ooh, that's a
what
good
are you
point,
worried about?
Weirdos,
if nobody uses them.
Because weirdos use them.
That's the point.
This dawned on me one time, Mike, and my mind was made up in this moment, but I don't want to be wishy-washy and say, oh, if you're there a week, then it's an exception. We went to Notre Dame to watch Michigan-Notre Dame, great college football game, a couple years back, and it was one of those, we needed a hotel to crash at with our buddies. From literally like midnight until 4 or 5 in the morning because we had an early flight. So it was literally just to
crash. And get up early in the morning and leave.
We get into the hotel room. Like three guys are sharing a room because we literally just needed someone to rest our head for a couple hours.
Right.
Our buddy Sean unpacked his bag and started hanging his coats up and putting his stuff in the drawers.
He's going to be there for like 4 hours.
And from that moment on, I'm like, who does this? Anytime someone says they unpack at a hotel, I'm like, who are you?
You know, and Mike's a seasoned traveler. Mike's been doing this stuff for years. He gets around. He's like the Beach Boys and Tupac. Mike gets around. So easy. I'm not saying that you're new to the travel game, but for me, that's like an amateur move. Like you get to a hotel, maybe with someone new, and you don't know what to do because you don't travel that much. So you unpack and put your clothes in the drawers. I didn't think people did this.
I think I'm being a little crazy when I hang stuff up. I'm like, I
do that with jackets.
No, you got to hang stuff. I mean, if you're going somewhere and you've got somewhere nice to be, you got clothes that need to not be all wrinkled and jacked up. You got to hang them up.
That I get. I get the hanging up thing. Danny G, what's your side? Because I feel like you said you do this too.
Yeah, if it's not, where are you staying, Covino? The roadside roach?
Yes. I mean, what's up?
A nice hotel has a nice dresser and nice drawer. So yeah, the top drawer, if I'm going to stay there for a few days, I'm at least going to put like the undergarment stuff in that top drawer.
What?
And then the suitcase, your
Don't
suitcase
you a-
becomes your hamper.
No, but
your suitcase becomes your hamper.
Hold on.
Rich and I are the only guys that keep our stuff in the suitcase.
Your undies and socks stay in the little mesh, the little mesh part
and
of it.
When you guys agree on being weird, it's a fact. You're both weird.
Wow.
Yes. I think you guys are great because, like, I'm not trying to make myself at home that much. Like,
How you guys brought me on the air and ripped me, and you guys are getting hosed.
Yeah, this is a total reverse.
Okay, so then why is it viral? Again, the headline here on this clip says, y'all, I married someone who uses the hotel drawers. And the whole thing is like, yeah, what a weirdo. Who does that? That's the whole sentiment. Of course, there's going to be people like Mike. They're like, well, I do. Man, I don't. And we travel all the time. Spot, get in here for this
Spot,
real quick.
Spot, you made a good point.
You got 20 seconds.
Spot, you made a good point in passing. You said you don't do it for a particular reason.
Because I think I'm going to lose something. I'm going to, like, forget something behind.
I've done that.
Undoubtedly, something is going to be in a random drawer that I unpacked.
You left your lucky undies.
Yeah. No, I live out of a suitcase, too. My wife unpacks.
What you do, Spot, don't close that drawer all the way.
Yeah.
Then why are you packing
so
in the first place?
There's lots of rules to this.
I hang up my shirts so they're not wrinkly, and everything else stays in the suitcase.
Honestly, for me, you guys, it's all about my OCD.
Right.
Oh, wow. Honestly. I got to get it all out, and I will never lose anything. I don't leave anything behind ever.
Nah.
Well, hey,
impossible.
Your thoughts. We'll take your feedback next. Thank you, Big Mike, who runs this place.
Thank you, Mike.
877-99 on Fox. More Covino and Rich next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm watching the video now. Your boy Aaron Boone got thrown out of a game for saying nothing. It was the fan behind him, and that is undebatable. It's unreversible, right? Irreversible. Like, you can't. The video is so apparent. Some bachigaloop at Yankee Stadium's like, hey, blue, blah, 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 beep,
and I think
beep,
that
beep.
Paid consequence later in the game. I was watching. And the Yankees in the ninth started off eighth or ninth. I forget. It was in the end of it, towards the end of the game. Started off with a man on first, and Trevino should have bunted and didn't, hit into a double play, killed the rally.
Boone would have sacrificed
Boone
the runner.
Boone would have probably sacrificed in that moment. At least I would like to think.
Well,
I don't know.
Hold on. Dan Beyer, you've seen before, Danny G, I'm sure we've all seen where maybe the wrong guy gets called out for chirping in the dugout, like, yo, it wasn't me, but that was in the dugout. This is a fan at Yankee Stadium. Like, yo, this guy could have been like Bruno from Brooklyn. Hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, bad call, blue, beep, beep, beep. Like, yo, cursing up a storm. Meanwhile, Boone, we're out of here. Aaron Boone looks so confused, like, what the?
Gabagoo.
Hey, Gabagoo.
So that was Yankees lose 2-0 to the A's. I'm a fan, so you know that's why you should care, I guess. But this weekend, hope you had a Ryan Garcia sort of weekend.
Yeah, we talked about it.
He just posted he beat the promoters. Well, he beat Haney, the promoters, the refs, and the Illuminati over the weekend.
He's back at it.
That's his claim.
Back at it. And speaking of baseball with the Aaron Boone situation, I made the best call of all time. Best call of all time. The Mets played the Dodgers this past weekend, and I reluctantly decided not to go. I've been to World Series, spring trainings, regular season games.
I think Daddy Stacks over here to my left. Rich always loves to brag about, like, stop being a cheapskate, man. You live once. I think you cheaped out is what you did.
Well, my buddy was visiting.
So you're acting like you made this grand decision.
Nah,
you just were being a cheapo.
No, I made the greatest call of all time. My buddy who visited from the East Coast, who's also a Mets fan, he was here with his two beautiful daughters and his wife. They stayed with us for a day. They have spring break on the East Coast this week, so he's doing the whole Disney Universal thing. And he's like, hey, y'all, come hang with you guys for the weekend. And we opted to not do Mets-Dodgers because Sunday was the only day that would have worked. And I struggled with it. Like, man, we're lifelong Mets fans, but we did go to Malibu. We went to the beach with the kids. We took them out for a nice little lunch. The kids had a blast. And at this
stage, would have had a blast at the ball game too.
You really think his two daughters,
Well, you didn't even have to take them, really. I'm not being, so, this is not a sexist comment, but the wives could have took the daughters to the beach.
So
you guys could have brought it up at the game. How often is your buddy here? And how often is he here when the Mets are playing the Dodgers?
Spoken like an inconsiderate husband.
How's that inconsiderate? You're allowed to do your own thing and have a good time. How often do you see your friend?
My wife does enough for me. You think I'm going to tell my wife, hey, hang out with my buddy's wife?
Is she not
wife?
Independent?
No, but,
I mean, is she incapable of taking the kids?
Be like,
the answer is no. I'm giving her more credit. She doesn't need you.
That would be
she
like,
doesn't need you to make sandcastles.
That would be like my wife. Put yourself with
how are you going to make sandcastles without me?
Flip the shoe,
no,
jerk.
You could have went to the game with your friend, and you're going to make it seem like, oh, I made this great decision in retrospect.
The
you were just
shoe.
Being a cheapskate.
As you always say, flip the shoe. I don't even know what that means.
That means put the shoe on the other foot and flip the script.
I'm just quoting you. Flip the shoe.
Flip the shoe. I know what it means.
Iowa Sam, I want you to pay attention. I want everyone to pay attention. Imagine if my wife said, my friends are visiting from Texas. Me and my girlfriend are going to go out.
I would be have a great time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You are going to now spend the day with her husband and take the kids somewhere. Every husband would be like, I'm sorry, what? Oh,
I mean,
come on.
Yeah, that's a case
hey,
by
Danny
case
G,
basis.
Hang out with Brenda's friend's husband all day while she goes to have fun. You're telling me that would be received greatly?
It depends
perfect.
How well come those people get along.
Yeah, and is he a Lakers fan?
So,
yeah.
My point is, my buddy and I reluctantly said, you know what? It's more important at this stage of the game to bring our kids to the beach. We'll go out to the park. We'll have a little fun with the families. The one game we could have gone to, the Dodgers beat the Mets 10-0, and I feel like I made the greatest decision of my life.
You did, in retrospect, make the better decision.
I would have spent that, you know, because I would have won a good ticket. So good tickets with Dodgers-Mets, field level, a couple $100 each. We sit between the two families and food and everything, easily $1,000 to $2,000.
Saved $1,500.
Yeah, I mean,
and you just saved $1,500.
Good for me. So anyway, Dodgers, Mets won the series, Danny. Mets are looking decent.
Yeah.
But your bullpen, everyone.
Bullpen is crummy.
You believe me now, right? Because every baseball fan says that. Oh, our pitching, our bullpen.
But your bullpen is suspect.
Yeah.
For a team that's stacked, your lineup looks like an all-star team. But you go to the bullpen, if your team's not hitting, they're a little vulnerable. They're only, what, two games over 500?
To be fair, Trinan is their main closer. He's been out injured. They've had a couple other arms from their pen injured. So when those guys come back, hopefully it'll improve a little bit.
They'll still win 100 games. I'm just saying that, I feel like I made the right call. Even though you might say, it just turns out that way.
You did miss the Shohei home run, though.
I've seen him. You know, I went to, get this, about
423 feet of bomb you missed.
Two years ago, Danny G, I will say this is the only good thing about it. I went to an Angels-Mets game with my daughter. I took her to her first game. And I happened to go. The Mets lost, but I saw Ohtani and Trout hit home runs in the same game.
That's pretty awesome.
So I was like, all right, you know what? Been there, done that. So
yeah, no, that's cool.
All good. So why did I write down here, I'm dumb? Yeah. I wrote down on my page, I'm dumb. What am I dumb about?
I think
about?
Mike wrote it before he left the studio.
What am I dumb about? What am I dumb about?
Just to troll you. What aren't you dumb about?
Self-aware you've ever been.
Yeah, if you guys want to hear how dumb Rich could be, you should check out our Patreon.
Every morning.
I can't believe it.
Oh, you know what I discussed this morning with these guys?
Please don't bring this up here.
I'm bringing this up everywhere until I get support.
You're not going to, bro.
You're not going to get it.
And by the way, just for the I wasn't high or drunk.
Please don't.
I told my wife she doesn't know how to blow out a candle crop properly.
Oh, boy.
Are you really? Boy,
his
wife is over 1 year old. By the way, just so you know, little kids know how to blow out a candle.
No,
Rich.
Does she put her tongue on it?
No, she blew out a candle as if she was blowing out 40 birthday candles. Like, and I'm like, you're gonna splash the wax. You're gonna do embers from the wick.
I go, you're gonna splash wax.
I told her, I go, you gotta go finesse. Like. Finesse.
What is that?
I don't even.
Is this really like you're really gonna lean into this? I hated that you talked about it today.
Yeah,
you're gonna talk about it again.
Brought this up on a national.
I can't believe you. We get 2 hours. You want to talk about this?
Forget. I'll move on. I'll move on.
Hey, no. Hey, it's the Covino and Rich show. If it's on your mind, you want to talk about it again.
Can you imagine the draft prospects being asked that by teams they're interviewing?
Oh, if I'm interviewing,
show me how you blow a birthday candle.
Caleb Williams, sit down for a second. Blow out this candle.
With finesse.
Drake May. I want to know what you would do with this candle,
Drake May.
It's
going to be wind up to your breath, you know?
You know, if Rich's wife wasn't the mother of his kids, it may have caused the breakup.
Hey, Marvin Harrison Jr., before we commit to, you know, making the move come Thursday night, blow out this candle. Oh, he's the guy.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Right, well, anyway.
With finesse.
Hopefully you had a good weekend. A Ryan Garcia, know how to blow out a candle the right way type of guy. I wanted to bring this up because I posted this picture on my Instagram story. It's still up there if you want to check it out, at Rich Davis. Did you see Jokic showing up to the game one looking like Gru from yes. Despicable Me?
Yeah, I mean, but he meant to do
he
that.
He meant
right?
to do
it.
He
we found
meant
that
it,
out
right?
later, yeah. Okay.
I assume that's
but
what he
it
was going for.
It was hilarious.
But you know what? It's great to see him showing some... I mean, he's...
Right,
he's
even though he was paid to do it.
He has funny moments for sure, but he's kind of dry. That was a real intentionally funny moment.
Him looking like Gru is the same as when he's like, championship parade, I want to go back to home. Everything about Jokic, there's unintentional and sarcastic vibes he throws out there once in a
while.
Which are funny.
So I'm not saying he, you know, it's good for him to show personality. He has personality.
But you know what, Covino, this leads me into...
But that was funny.
This leads me into something I wanted to talk about as we get ready for game two tonight. Tonight is your night, bro.
Got Magic Cavs. Rich has Magic Cavs.
Magic Cavs? Look at these legs.
We got 76ers, Cavs, okay. Knicks, Lakers, Nuggies. Cavs, Knicks, and Nuggies all up one game to none.
Knicks look good. Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell? That could be interesting. So the East is more wide open in my mind. I'm still convinced that, Danny, I love rooting for the Lakers. Mostly,
the East wide open.
Mostly because I'm a, you know, if there's ever been a fair weather bone in my body as a fan. It might be since I've been in LA, I've sort of taken a little liking to the Lakers because some of my good friends like you are Lakers fans and I don't have an NBA team I'm passionate about.
You've been living in LA for a long time.
Yeah, I've been out here 8 years now, so
I wouldn't hate on you.
Can you please speak to the team, Rich, and get them to hold a double-digit lead against the Nuggets?
I got to see how AD blows out a candle. I watched the Lakers Nuggets and I had some of the same takeaways as other people, but let me give you a little slightly different angle. You hear the sentiment on sports radio and TV, and even within the Lakers locker room, we need to play perfect, near perfect, to beat the defending champions.
It seems that way, though.
And it does seem like it, because it seems like anyone, not just the Lakers, anyone in a key game, not a regular season game, in the playoffs, if you get a lead on the Nuggets, it seems like that lead could evaporate so quickly. I don't know what it is. I've never seen teams up on another team, and all of a sudden, within like a minute or so, they're back in it. Unbelievable how this team just, anytime the other team gets hot, goes on maybe like a 10-2 run or something, immediately the Nuggets like, no.
Because you remember what they said about Drago? Everything he hits, he destroys. with Jokic, everything he shoots, he scores.
Bro, it seems like they space the floor when they get on those runs. They're even hitting transition threes.
Yep.
Once they hit 1-3, it turns into 2-3-3s in a row. It's crazy how
they start throwing them up. You're like, what?
Eight-point lead? Oh, now it's even again.
Bro, it was a 12-point lead, and my wifey came out of the bathroom, and it was a 2-point lead. She's like, what happened? I'm like, I want to know, too.
How long was she in the bathroom, dude?
About 2 minutes. 2 minutes, yeah.
No. But you know what? It also poses another question. Danny G brought it up earlier. He goes, you rather be up early and protect the game, like they were up 12 points, and just hold on to that lead, or trail and rally from behind, because the Lakers couldn't hold that game. Like,
you know,
what do you prefer watching as a fan? I think you want to see your team come from behind.
Yeah,
because,
I mean,
you're so scared the whole time.
That's what you want to see, right. Yeah. But
and in all sports, but even football, I'll tell you what, just as a 49ers fan, watching the Niners make a comeback is hella rewarding. Based on the last two Super Bowls against one Patrick Mahomes, we're talking about two double-digit fourth-quarter leads. And when you're watching your team hold on for dear life and you get that pit in your stomach like, oh, this isn't – I feel it. It's going to go wrong. I know it. That's the worst feeling when your team – you could feel your team and you know that –
giving it up.
They're giving this up.
Yep.
They're giving it
That's
up.
That's why I don't like watching you. Like, you have that feeling of can they hold on to it the whole time.
When you got a guy coming out of your bullpen – I'll give a baseball example – and you're like, oh, we got a one-run lead, and some BS middle relief guy you don't know about walks the first guy. You're like,
It's the worst. It's so, you know, based on that, Danny G, how far ahead do the Lakers need to be able to hold on to that lead? You know what I mean?
35 points ahead.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What's up, DB?
You know, it's the point as well of when you just look at it as a baseline of zero. When you're the underdog, how much more fulfilling is it to win that game as opposed to being a favorite?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, because you were put behind the eight ball or you were down 10 or 15 points. To come from that spot, which is lower than the baseline, and end out on top is a lot better. I mean, the Bucks yesterday, the second half was miserable. They weren't in danger of losing the game. They were up by double digits for the entire time, but still you're like, you're up by 30 earlier. Why are you only up by 12? Like, yeah. There's not a lot of enjoyment if you have the early lead and then hold on.
The early lead that dwindles, but you still win, it just becomes, you enjoy it as a fan, but it's sort of like, meh.
Yeah, exactly.
Meh.
Yep.
Okay, we dominated early, and then we just sort of killed time for the second half and let them get a little life, even though they lost. Now, I bring up the Lakers and Nuggets in particular because, no offense, Danny, because I'm hoping this doesn't happen, but when the Nuggets finish off the Lakers eventually, which I don't want to happen
well,
for
like
your
you
sake.
Said, I mean, oh, they dear. Said, but they play perfect. But playing perfect, that's a lot of pressure to win.
Whoever's next is going to face the same obstacle. But I wrote it down here, which is
Rich is dumb.
You can't expect Rich is dumb. I wrote that down. I'm dumb. And then I wrote, you can't expect a team to do something that's just not possible and then get mad about it. Like, let's look at the NFL. There's teams like the Cowboys, who we all have the same internal feeling. Oh, they're a good team. They'll win 11 or 12 games. But does anyone say with confidence, this is the Super Bowl year? You know that they're a like second round exit.
But
nothing will change that.
Isn't this, Rich, where coaching is especially important?
Yes.
Because you have to know when to call that crucial timeout and gather your team around and say, oh, we've seen this before. This is a rerun. We are not going to let this happen again.
So what Rich is saying, if you read between the lines here, you're just saying that the Nuggets, no matter what the Lakers do, are just the better team.
They're the better team. So
the Lakers
unless,
can't beat the
like,
Nuggets.
Like,
wow, no, because the Lakers have stayed with them in every single game this season. They obviously haven't been able to finish any of them.
I saw
but they hang with them blow for blow until the fourth quarter.
I saw your boy Jeff Passan, Covino.
That's my boy. It's my dog.
Talking about how it's crazy to think that, well, baseball more than any other sport, they arguably had the two best players in baseball for years and couldn't sniff the playoffs. And they had Ohtani and
the
Trout
Angels,
in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
the Lakers, AD played well. He's Anthony Davis, top 75 of all time. LeBron James, arguably in the GOAT conversation anytime that dumb, you know, topic comes up. But if you watch that game the other day, everyone on the Nuggets, the depth of that team, the bench players, the besides Jamal Murray and the Joker, the other guys play in key clutch spots. And you look at a guy like D'Angelo Russell. All right, if he wasn't 1-for-9 from three-point range, let's say he was 5-for-9 and shot.
But that goes back to, like, everybody's got to play at their best to beat this team.
Danny, add 12 there. Add 4 three-pointers. If he's 5-for-9 and has a game, you need LeBron and AD to not be the story. You need the story.
You need to win tonight.
You need the story to be like, yo, Austin Reeves went off. You need the story to be.
No, they all need to go
off. You need the story to be that the other guys were the factor, because LeBron and AD could play their hearts and asses off, and it just, I don't think it's enough. You need the guys that are the unexpected heroes. You need D'Angelo Russell to put up 20.
Is that why LeBron doesn't take a shot, you know, for a quarter on Saturday night?
Oh, man,
like truly asking, like, to the point of that you're making, is that why he does it? Because when, you know, it was brought up, and he ended up taking a shot with like a minute left in the game, but it is the point of trying to get everybody involved is the only way of doing it. Because I thought it would be easy to criticize LeBron in that scenario, to be like, why aren't you shooting? But to your point, that actually may be the case.
You look at that Denver Nuggets team, and they all step it up in this spot. So I'm intrigued by tonight. I know we're going to play a game coming up, so we got to go. But real quick, my thought is tonight, watch for the Lakers non-Hall of Fame superstars to make an impact. If D'Angelo Russell is hot, if Austin Reeves, if anyone on that team.
Yeah, where are you, Gabe Vincent?
Gabe Vincent's.
Yeah. He helped the Heat get to the finals last season.
You need someone like that to have a game tonight to even the series. And they say, what is it? Not really a series until the home team loses. But you would love to steal one, wouldn't you? No one wants to be down 2-0 to the Nuggets.
Three big games tonight.
So, listen, if you want in, here's what we're doing. Coming up, we're going to play Last One Standing.
Biggest game of all.
Swiggy. I'll be honest.
We got Swiggies on the line. It's my favorite game we play because it's a lot of pressure, and it gives me anxiety, which I like.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Finesse.
You don't need to be a genius to blow out a candle the right way.
Well, if you want to really learn how to blow out a candle and earn Rich Davis's praise,
yes,
and be accepted by Rich Davis, check out our Patreon show.
Yeah, we do a podcast every morning that gets a bit dirty and raunchy, an unrated version of what we do here on Fox Sports Radio. Less sports, more just nonsense.
Man,
but
this
hey.
Kid is sideline to sideline, and he blows out a candle finesse.
Yeah. You see his 40, dude?
Finesse.
This guy runs a 40, and he knows how to blow out a candle?
We're live. I can't even believe you're saying this again. We're live from the TireRack.com studios.
I saw a great clip just to – I want to play these throughout the week. So, Danny G, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday leading up to the draft, I want to play dummy fan reactions. I'm going to compile them tonight because I just saw a great one. It was when the Bills announced, and the Bills choose, and the fans wanted Josh Rosen instead of Allen.
Oh, yeah.
So when the fans heard the Bills select Josh Allen, they were like, oh, boo! Ah! So I want to compile all the dumbest fan reactions, and throughout the rest of the week leading up to the draft, maybe we'll sprinkle a couple of those in there.
And we all know there's no draft reaction like Russell Wilson's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. That's the most embarrassing one.
Or Brett Favre laying with that old phone on the couch.
No. Russell Wilson's girlfriend.
Oh, CD Lamb. CD Lamb's, remember his girl went to grab his phone? He's like, nah.
Oh, that's right. Slapped her hand away.
Slapped her hand away.
How about, who was it whose girlfriend like jumped into the frame and the mom kicked her out?
That was great, too.
You remember that?
It wasn't a bigger name, but it was
a name you know, though.
The girlfriend was, like, hogging his moment. The mom practically, like, pulled this girl by the hair out of frame.
Like, get out of our moment.
Yo, that's his moment.
You're not in yet.
Remember that time Laramie Tunsil ate edibles with Rich right before the draft?
What was before? Yeah, was that when he was doing the gas mask thing? Who was that? All right, let's do this. Game time, last one standing.
You have 5 seconds to battle for your sports trivia life.
Man. Oh, I got it. Yeah, I don't got it.
Put your electronic devices down and pick your sports knowledge. It's CNR's Last One Standing.
Last One Standing.
All right, I have 4 categories ready to go if needed, a tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
Each contestant gets 5 seconds to stay alive in the round.
Oh, no.
If you run out of time or you answer incorrectly, Iowa Sam will escort you out with his famous buzzer.
No, you wouldn't.
We
the
keep
John Ramos death buzzer.
Yeah, Ramos handed that down twice now.
Oh, by the way, shout out to our old pal Ramos. Remember John Ramos?
Who?
Ramos's son Lucas hit his first over the fence home run, and he posted the video.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, I wish I had my first over the fence home run as a little leaguer.
Ramos,
right?
That's awesome. Wow.
Ramos.
Covino wishes he had all 57 in his.
Yeah, 27.
Right, we keep battling until you are the last one standing. If you win 2 of the rounds, you are the top dog. Here are the contestants. 2-time winner, Steve Covino.
Yeah, should be 3 or 4, but yeah.
Okay, all right.
To the right of him, 3-time winner, Rich Davis.
Well, look at that. 3 times, going for
and
4.
The leader in the clubhouse, 14-time winner, Dan Byer.
Wow. Hello.
He's just really good at this.
Going to go to the studio lines right now to see who is playing for a CNR stainless steel swiggy. Stanley in Seattle. What's up, Stanley?
Yo, Stanley, what's up, man?
Stanley.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yo, Stanley, this swiggy's cooler than a Stanley cup, just so you know. Let's
the
go.
Trophy
see
or
what you did there.
Both.
Stanley, what do you do for a living there in the Northwest?
I'm a peer educator.
Oh. Okay. Educator. Nice.
Did you say a pet educator?
Peer educator.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, all right. I suppose education.
Cool. All right. Oh. Spot is the fact checker during this game, by the way. Very important part
most
of last
stressful
one standing.
Part.
Yeah, it is.
I still don't know what he said.
All right. He educates pears.
Oh, okay, pear.
All right. First category, 20 years. It's called 20 years at the top. You have 5 seconds to name an NFL player who was taken number one overall in the draft between 2003 and 2023. Got that? All right, Covino's up first. Here comes the ticking clock.
Are you, whoa, are you freezing?
I'm freezing.
Are you freezing?
What? Patrick Mahomes.
No!
I know he's not.
No! What? Dude, what?
Hey, it happens, man.
Dude, that's...
Bright lights.
Can't think.
You just...
All right. First round.
You just lost on the $100 question on Millionaire.
I lost.
Hey, it's
Rich.
It's
stressful.
Well, it was Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buyer.
Cam Newton.
Yep.
Yes.
Stanley.
Peyton Manning.
No, that was before 2000.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of mostly, yeah.
All right, back to Rich.
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Buyer.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Back to Rich.
Shame.
18 more on the board. 3, 2.
Nick Bosa. No.
Buyer.
No.
Buyer gets that round. He's the last one standing in that category.
Every answer hurts my heart.
So many.
Yeah, but you know
Alex Smith.
Oh,
Andrew Luck. Baker Mayfield.
Oh, man.
Carson Palmer.
So obvious.
Eli Manning. Did
obvious
Manning?
In retrospect. No.
Jake Long.
Jake Long.
Yeah. Eric Fisher.
Matthew Stafford.
No.
All right.
Trevor Lawrence.
I knew Mahomes wasn't right. I just threw it out there.
Lawrence, I should have remembered. You know what's funny? I remember every fact about, you can name a season, I'll tell you, the playoff games, who won scores.
So great.
Drafts? A weak spot for me. It happens.
No, but I knew them.
Candle blowing, though?
Which I hate.
I hate it.
Could have thought back to Bryce Young last season.
I know.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Second category, comeback kings. You have 5 seconds to name an NBA team that's come back to win after being down 0-2 in the playoffs. 21 teams on this list. 8 of them have done it multiple times. All right, Stanley, you're up first.
Sonics.
No, Sonics. No, they're not on this list. Buyer.
The Bucks.
Yes.
Yes, sir. 2021. Rich.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
Bunch of times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 times.
All right. Covino.
Down in the finals. Lakers got to be in there.
Yes.
Yes.
1969 and 2004.
Yeah, I was going to say. Big jump.
Is this finals only or playoffs?
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Okay. Buyer.
Mavericks.
Yes.
Another team that's done it 3 times. Covino.
Pacers.
Nope.
The Knicks weren't up? Thought they were.
The 90. Oh, oops. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. No. All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Rich.
I'm pretty certain the Houston Rockets came back against the. Not the Rockets. I'm sorry. Wait. Whoa. It was not the Rockets. No, the Rocket. Ooh. Wait, the Rockets. I'll stick with the Rockets.
Stick with the Rockets. 94 and 95.
I'll stick with the Rockets.
Rockets have done it twice. All right, okay. Buyer.
Crossing it out. Nope.
Just a guess. 76ers.
Yes.
Literally, it's just a guess.
Sixers not on this list. Rich.
All right.
Last one standing.
Oh, look at that.
So,
you know what I was thinking of?
Buyer one, Rich one.
Can you, are the Spurs on this list, by the way?
The Spurs are on this list. Yeah. The 2008 Spurs. Mm-hmm. The Knicks, the 90 Knicks were.
Back me up on this one. Do you guys remember that fun Barkley, when Barkley went to the Rockets and they were up 3-1? Who came back and beat them? Was that the Spurs or the Lakers or something? Anyway, whatever.
Anyway.
Sure, but Warriors did it twice.
Yeah.
93 Suns, 93 Bulls, 94 Nuggets, the Heat, Jazz, Thunder on that list from 2012, Raptors, 2021 Clippers.
All right,
we're going to go to the third category, both Buyer and Rich on the board. Stars attract stars.
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 Stars attract other stars.
Attract stars.
You have 5 seconds to name an MLB team who sent the most players to the 2023 All-Star Game. There's a few ties, so we're going to take the top 11 teams. Covino, you're up first.
Dodgers got to be in there.
Dodgers are number five. Yeah. They had 5.
Okay. Third, they sent 5 players.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Rich, you're up next.
The Bravos, the Braves.
Yeah, number 1, 8.
Number 1 on the board. Buyer.
The Rangers.
Rangers number two with six.
Yeah. Let's see. Stanley, you're up next.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays at four.
Yes.
Tied at four.
Tied at four. Covino, with back four. To you.
The Astros.
Astros, yep, with three.
Rich.
The Phillies.
Negative.
Whoa.
They're not in the top.
Yeah, Rich is out
not
of there.
Not in the top.
Oh.
Buyer. Mm.
Diamondbacks.
D-backs with four, yep. Mm-hmm.
Stanley.
Angels.
Angels with three, yep.
Covino.
Good pick.
Guardians.
Yeah.
Negative.
Ah!
Ooh. Buyer. Oh, I'm sorry. It goes back to Stanley. My bad.
Is it me?
See.
Yeah, it's Buyer.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right. Rich was out. Okay.
Yeah.
Buyer's turn.
Give me the Padres.
Nope.
Oh, Stanley wins that round.
Stanley's on the board.
Wow, three-way tie.
Stanley almost, well, one step closer at least to getting a swiggy.
Man, that was a tricky one.
Yeah. And nobody said the Mariners, right?
No.
Mariners three, Cubs sent three. And the Rays sent four.
Yep.
The Rays, all right.
Yeah. Didn't the Mets last year send their token one, like, oh, lame, one person has to go?
All right, so look, Buyer, Rich, and Stanley all on the board as we go to the fourth category, Monsters of May. You have 5 seconds to name an NBA player who's on the list of all-time playoff scoring leaders. I'm going to take the top 25. Stanley, you're up first.
Wally Zerbiak.
We should give him a swiggy. Just for saying Zerbiak right out of the gate.
Just for that answer.
I doubt he's on that list.
Oh, no. Well, he's great on TV.
No. Buyer.
LeBron James.
Number one on the board. That's the number one answer. Rich.
Michael Jordan.
Number two on the board. Going in order. Covino.
Curry. Steph Curry.
Of course. Back to Buyer.
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan is on that list. Rich?
Kobe.
Kobe's on there, right?
Yep.
Of course. And let's see. Covino.
Going James Harden on this.
I think Harden is on that list, isn't he? Spot?
James.
Spot's checking.
Yes.
Sorry. All right. Yes. Got it. Sorry.
All right. Back to Buyer.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
yes.
He is.
No, yeah. Sorry.
Rich.
I'm going to go Scottie Pippen.
Yeah,
yes.
You'd be right.
Yep.
Covino. Pick. That was a good one.
Kareem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yes, good one. Buyer.
Karl Malone.
Yes.
Rich.
Kawhi Leonard. I had others on my list. I went to Kawhi too soon.
A little bit too far down.
I'm just throwing it out there. Tony Parker.
Tony Parker. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Buyer.
Dirk.
God,
he's got to be on there, right?
Yeah.
Covino. Three. Two, one.
Ah!
Oh, he's gonna get on the buzzer.
Did no one say Larry Bird?
No.
And was he even on the list?
I don't know if he was.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Yeah, because you know what, Buyer? You know what I thought? The series were shorter back then. Less rounds, and I'm like, maybe.
Who else is on there?
Honestly, he was out of the game by the early 90s.
Yeah.
You know? Olajuwon? Was Olajuwon
Hakeem
there?
Olajuwon.
Olajuwon was on there.
That was going to be my next guest.
Dang.
Anyone say Magic?
Yes.
Someone said Magic.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I don't know if anybody did, to be honest. Did anyone say Magic Johnson?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Damn, you didn't say Magic Johnson?
No.
All right, Buyer gets his 15th win.
Wow.
This guy, unstoppable.
Standing,
unstoppable.
Stanley, we appreciate you playing.
Thank you, Stanley.
Yeah.
I loved the Wally Zerbiak. I don't know if he was playing or if he was real, but whatever it was, he was awesome.
Thank you, buddy.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Thank you. Always fun. Thank you. Great job, Danny G. And if you guys want your chance to win a swiggy, well, we'll do some trivia tomorrow, some NBA trivia tomorrow.
Okay.
But you just got to follow the podcast. Follow, rate, and review Covino and Rich and leave a review. If Danny G calls your name or emails you, bam.
There we go. My Dan Buyer update.
The champ, Dan Buyer.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.